Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 409. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from Downtown Boys, a band from Providence, Rhode Island. The song I played was Lips That Bite, and that is on the album Cost of Living, which comes out next week, August 11th, on Sub Pop Records. Definitely a buzz band, but earning every bit of the praise they get. That album is excellent from start to finish. It has a couple of songs, and then they're just great tracks and singles as well. I think that's one of them. Kind of a short podcast for you this week, but it's all good stuff, so you can't go wrong there. I'm going to jump into something else new here. This is Matt Pond, PA, with the song The Ballad of Laura and Mike.
I believe in you more than I believe in you.
Hazel English with the song Other Lives. I thought that album was a great sunny day sort of album, but today is cold and rainy, and you know, it works just as well today. That is on, I guess it's a 2-EP compilation with one bonus track, kind of weird, Just Give In and the Never Going Home EPs, both of them released on Polyvinyl Records as one collection on May 12th. Hazel English, based out of Oakland, California. I don't know a whole lot about her, but I suspect I will learn more as time goes on, because just so many really, really good tracks in that 2-EP compilation. Before that, we heard from Matt Pond, PA, with the song The Ballad of Laura and Mike. That features Laura Stevenson joining him on that duet. That's on his new album, Still Summer. Also comes out August 11th on 131 Records. This is maybe the best album of Matt Pond, PA's career. I don't know that. I don't even know how many albums that is. Is that 7? Is that 13? Somewhere in there, a long time. And this may be his best recorded work yet. Probably not my very favorite songs, I know he's doing everything right now. So I'm told this is the last album for this project. I don't know what comes next, but he's definitely going to go out on a high note. I guess I should know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good podcasts. I'm sorry, make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I have said that 409 times, and I just didn't get it right that time. All right, let's continue on with more music here. This is the Lovebirds with the song Up and Down.
I'm the new man you're dreaming of.
Just wouldn't be a Too Much Rock podcast if there wasn't a power pop set in there. We started things off with The Lovebirds from San Francisco. That song is called Up and Down, and it's on the four-song EP Filled with Hate. Comes out August 11th on Empty Cellar Records. A good introduction to that band for me. I really enjoy those tracks. There in the middle, we heard from The Late Show from Indianapolis, Indiana. I played the song Stop. And that was on the 1980 album Portable Pop, though I just picked it up on a 2012 reissue from Trashy Creatures. That band recorded a fantastic album in Portable Pop, perfect power pop from that Skinny Tie era. Later they became Recordio, and then Rock House, I think, and they think they're still kicking around Indianapolis all those years later. We ended that set with Baby Shakes from New York City. That song is called Turn It Up, and it's the title track of the band's album that they self-released in May of this year. Been begging them to come to Kansas City, but, you know, it's the Midwest. It just won't happen. But we do have the records, and I guess that's the important part. They last forever. We are out of time here. Let me go ahead and get the business out of the way. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 409. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, things coming up this weekend. On the 5th, Julian Baker is at the Granada. On the 10th, Warm Reich is at Riot Room. On the 11th, Big Iron is playing at Record Bar. And that's got a lot of great bands. I think Red Kate playing that, and a couple of other bands I really like as well on that bill. On the 12th, New Pornographers are at Liberty. On the 18th, Diantward at the Uptown. And that should just be people watching Supreme, really. Who cares about the music? Think of the people that will show up for that one. On the 19th, Architects play a free early show at Mills. On the 20th, Father John Misty plays at the venue which should not be named. On the 21st, Downtown Boys are playing at the White Schoolhouse in Lawrence. On the 25th, Mighty Mighty Bosstones at Warehouse Arts. On the 25th, Train Dodge is playing at Minibar. 27th, Ben Folds is at Liberty Hall. The 30th, Bleached is at the Riot Room. And then looking into September a bit, Living End at the Riot Room on the 2nd. On the 5th, Cherry Glazer at Record Bar. We got the Buzz Beach Ball, the 8th and the 9th, happening, I think it's Sporting Park. And then the, also on the 8th is Armchair Martian at Minibar. The 10th is Spoon at Uptown. And then Mountain Goats looking out at September 14th, playing at the Madrid. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up since last week's podcast. There's photos and video of the Radar State, Archie Powell, and Scruffy and the Janitor show. Photos and videos of the Riala, Narrow Arrow, LeGrand, Walking Ocean show that happened at Merritt. And probably photos up by the time you hear this of the Sloth Rust, and Rat Boys and Bruiser Queen show. And maybe if you're lucky, the photos and video of that Revolution Records show from last night, but no promises on that one. Anyway, one track left for you today. It is by Orange County, New York band Laces Out. The song I'm going to play is called Fortunes, and it's on the band's album Laces Out, which came out July 28th on Nefarious Industries. The band is a noisy sort, definitely hailing from that Jesus Lizard sort of school, which I was always hit and miss on, but I think I enjoy this track, and there's something I think on this short EP for everyone who likes their music a little on the noisy side. See what you think. This is Laces Out with the song Fortunes. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.